English Across the Pond.
Hello, hello, welcome. Come in, take a seat. You're in English Across the Pondland. How are you today? We hope you're having a fantastic day. These episodes go out on a Friday, so if you've tracked us down and you're listening to this fresh, hi, welcome. It may be the future. You could be listening to us in 2056, for all I know. Whenever, wherever, hi and welcome. This is our, hopefully your, little place on the internet where you can come every week and learn some English. With us, your two English language teachers. With English Across the Pond, you get two genders, because I'm a man and my co-host, she's a woman. You also get two nationalities, because I'm a British guy, and she's an American gal. My name is Dan. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, that must make me Jennifer. Hi, I'm the American half, broadcasting from the United States of America. Hello!
USA, America land, and we are 5 years old. If we were a human, we'd be starting school. Crazy. But we're not. We're a podcast. We're much more than just a podcast, however. If you'd like to dive a little deeper, pull back the curtain and see what's behind this podcast, head over to our website, EnglishAcrossThePond.com. On the front page there, you'll find links to all our other bits and bobs, all our past episodes, membership, Telegram community, etc. Of course, if there's something there you don't understand or you want to get in touch, then admin@EnglishAcrossThePond.com. Drop us a line, say hi, ask us a question. We're always happy to hear from our beautiful listeners. Today, we're talking about privacy. Right, Jenna?
Ha! No, we're talking about privacy.
Yeah. So, already, you have British and American English contrast, but whether we call it privacy or privacy, is this something that's important to you, Jennifer?
It is something that's important to me. We actually mentioned it last week on our fame episode. And it would be probably the number one reason why I would never want to be famous is lack of privacy. I wouldn't want to have my privacy violated.
And is that only online? What about, like, do you think that, thinking about it, do you take steps? Are there things you think about with regard to privacy at home?
What do you mean?
Is there any way that you, like, you keep the curtains drawn because people can see in when they walk by? Or is there something that you do at home, not just with regard to the internet?
I do have privacy films on my windows that came with our rented apartment, and it's like a thin, so the sunlight still comes in, it's like a thin, like, plastic covering on the window, and that's basically so I can have my window curtains open, I can have natural light in, but I can be, you know, changing in my room without the neighbor whose window is right across the way being able to look in. That's privacy. I never really saw them or thought about them prior to this house as well. But now that it's like, oh, yeah, total, I would need these. Or I would have to always close my window if I wanted to, like, get dressed in here or something. Which I don't want to get dressed. I want to be free in my home to do whatever I want any old time.
You said privacy films. Is it, like, stuck onto the window?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Film, like a little plastic. Almost like, yeah, I don't know. Kind of like maybe the same type of thing that you would put on the bottom of a cupboard or a drawer.
Is it kind of like the thing you get on your computer when it's new and you peel it off?
Yes. Great connection. Yes.
Traditionally, here in the UK, we had net curtains. Does that mean anything to you?
A net curtain. I think of like a mosquito net.
No, it's kind of like quite ornate. It's made of like maybe like a lace or a nice cotton. You have the curtains, but the lace curtain hangs like much closer to the window, and it means that you can see out, but they can't see in. And traditionally in suburbia, when something happens in the street, we have this cliche of the net curtains twitching. They start moving as all of the neighbours start looking. What's going on at number 14? Is he going to be arrested? You know, as English people, we don't go out and see. We stay indoors. Great example today of not exactly privacy, but I was in the post office and this lady wasn't wearing a mask. And so English.
Oh, the nerve of that woman.
Well, the first person said, like, ask the person who was working there, the cashier, why isn't she wearing a mask? And then the person behind the counter was kind of quite awkward and said, like, I don't know. And then another person said, well, she should wear a mask. And then someone else said, we're all wearing masks. And then the first person said, it's not right. And I thought, is nobody going to ask this woman? Thought they didn't, because we're English. We don't do that. It's too direct. So we all come. I didn't join in, but we all complained together and nobody said anything to the woman who may have said, I have a respiratory, you know, I have no idea. She could have had 100 reasons why not. Or she could have just said, because I don't want to. But the funny thing was, I thought, wow, this is so English. The fact that everyone's complaining, but nobody's addressing the problem. Viva Angleterre. Sorry.
Oh, man. Privacy, yeah. Lack of privacy. The media, social media in particular, takes away a lot of our privacy, which it's like that double-edged sword of social media. You know, it connects us with people that we're not connected to, but it definitely comes at a cost.
Well, I'll tell you, get your opinion on this. My friend, it's an old student of mine, and she lives in a town not so far away. That sounds like the Wizard of Oz. She lives in a town not so far away. And she's had a baby recently, which is amazing. She's married and she's had her first kid. And she puts pictures on Facebook of the kid and covers the whole of the kid's head with a huge emoji.
Oh.
What's the point of that?
What's the point?
Yeah.
No idea. I know, like, adoptive parents, like if you're a foster parent and you haven't yet legally fully adopted, you cannot post their eyes.
That's fair enough.
You know, so a lot of like foster pre-adoptive parents will post pictures with their eyes covered or with emoji covered. And then, you know, but yeah, kind of what's the point? Just I guess I would be really curious on the motivation for posting.
Yeah, yeah. And it ends up sort of like, it just looks like the mother and father and a kid with a really big emoji head. I'm not going to like that. You know?
No, yeah. Weird.
So how about your settings? Because Instagram, etc., Facebook, they have become more user-friendly, as in we can turn our privacy settings on and off a little bit. We have a little bit more control, I think. How are you on the paranoia? What's your paranoia setting?
In what context exactly? Because I could go a really hard 10 or I could probably go a low 2. It depends on the context.
But I mean, generally, how much do you worry about like what you're posting and what other people might see? You know, as a sort of overview.
I go back and forth on it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. It's kind of weird. Sometimes I feel really weird about it because I mentioned that weirdo who was commenting on some of my pictures. And I had this moment of like, there's like pictures of my child. I also recently, this just made me remember a friend's kid, like all of her kids' photos were taken off of line and like a new Instagram account was created with all pictures of her kid. As and nothing like really negative in nature. It was just like, oh, account run by mom, or like, you know, something seemingly innocent, but it's kind of like, what the heck? And I don't even want to go down the rabbit hole because I'm already like cringing here in my seat, but I know I have seen like pedophilia type of things of people stealing pictures and doing, So as of right now, I'm a hard 10. I'm about to erase every picture from my child off the internet. But then like other times I'm like, oh, you know, that's like the extreme, not living in fear. Like, I don't know. I go back and forth. Tough one.
It is. I was going to say it's really difficult, I think, particularly maybe if you've got kids. And of course, if you have kids, you want to, as far as your relationship and what we want to instill and teach our children, is that the world is a safe place. We can't bring our kids up believing that, you know, there's terror around every corner. But at the same time, there's some pretty crummy people out there. So hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone who I had like birthing classes with, so I, you know, we like have children around the same age. We, you know, we're friends and we'd all hang out together. And there was a couple, like two other women, and we would like get together and we would take photos. And one of them is a photographer. So she like takes tons of photos as a profession, and she posts a lot of photos, but we were not allowed to post pictures of her child.
Yeah, right.
And then she also asked us to never tag anywhere that they were, like any, like tag a photo with the two of them in it. So like their kid wasn't allowed to be in the photo, and they weren't allowed to be like tagged in photos. Not allowed. They didn't want to. And when we were talking about it one time, I remember they had said something about like, they gave some kind of statistic, like by the time kids are X years old, they're going to have like 20,000 geolocations already attached to their face. Like, I don't know, something along those lines that were really weird. And when you think about it from that context, it's like, ooh, that is creepy. You know?
Yeah.
I personally,
I don't know.
I have Siri. I have an iPhone that, like, you know, I don't really get the whole, like, you talk about something, you know, it's not even a Google search. You talk about something and then it shows up in your like sponsored feeds. I think that's weird AF. But so I have obviously that with having a smartphone, but I do not, and I do not think I will ever have like Alexa or anything, because that creeps me out.
Oh.
You know, like, I don't know, having like this thing that's like always listening to you, and it's like, I think somebody who has like called me out is like, okay, what, you think someone's listening to every conversation of every household who has Alexa, like spying? It's like, when you think about it in that context, no, I don't think that's happening, but I don't know. I think it's just weird, because like I was at a friend's house who has Alexa, and they were like, we like looked over and the little ring was like blue and it was like on. And we're like, we didn't say Alexa. Like, why,
oh, I
why
see.
Is
yeah,
she
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
Why is she, like, listening?
This is just an aside, but there's a pop band in the UK, a popular music band called The Cool Greenhouse, and they've released a song called Alexa. And in the song, the guy just speaks, "Hey, Alexa, send all of my contact details to the police and stuff. Hey, Alexa, send £5 to all of my friends. Hey, Alexa. Hey Siri," and it works apparently. And he says, "Hey Siri, make this song stop," and the song stops and then starts again and stops. Oh no, my Siri's just woken up when I said that.
You have, oh Siri, yeah.
And the last thing, what's the last thing he says is like, hey Alexa, send all of my bank details to everybody in my contacts list, and that's the end of the song. Funny. Kind of. Just to like move on, because I mean, we could spend the whole thing on social media or on our phones. What about like CCTV? Before, because we won't have time to talk about this if I don't mention it. What about, how do you feel about CCTV?
Oh, how awful do you look at like those cameras that watch you at checkout, like at Target or at like different stores in the U.S. Like when they do self-checkout, it's like you're being filmed, and there's like the like screen, and it shows you on camera. It's like, ooh, God, is that what I'm looking like right now?
Do you mind though that, you know, as soon as you step out of your house, you're being filmed? I mean, you're being surreptitiously filmed. You know, there's little cameras maybe here and there that the government are using. And the government will say, oh, it's for your protection. But pretty much if you walk to the railway station, whatever you guys call it out there, you'll be, you know, picked up along your journey. At 8:05, she walks past Walmart. Here we see her at 8:07 at Wendy's. You know what I mean?
Well, it's hard because those things are, you know, quote, necessary with crimes and trying to solve cases and, you know, their alibis, you know, like if someone's wrongly accused of something, that could save their life. True. Do you know what I mean? If like, oh, you robbed this store at 10 o'clock when it's like, oh, no, because a camera saw you across town at 10 o'clock getting on a subway.
Yeah.
Could save your life. It also could help, like, find, like, somebody who did rob the store because you can see on camera who the person is. So, you know, like, our car got broken into in Mexico. We had asked to see the security footage to see, like, kind of to understand what had happened or who was it or where did they go, where did they come from, you know, to help us maybe relocate the items. So it's, like, hard because there is a level of security, of protection, of, quote, need. But then it's just, it's kind of comes down to like what is being done with the what is being done with that information could be a problem. And no one really knows what is being done with it unless somebody works in that industry.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the information could be sold. But I think that then the information isn't about particularly like you, it's about you as a unit, as a human, isn't it? And like, you know, generally like footfall in that area. Should I have a shop there? Well, we know from our footage that every day there's 6,000 people walk by here and the most popular times are 9 a.m. and data, you know, just data, big data, I think they call it.
Big data?
Yeah, you know, like the Internet of Things, where we go and what we do and more and more, you know, I think Fitbits, you know, having an Apple Watch is just the start.
I've never heard of big data. I was trying to think of what that could be, like big data.
Big data is just the fact that, like, we can now collect data on absolutely everything. You know, like, it's possible now for us to know how many people get on the bus, what people have for breakfast, life expect, you know, everything is now data. And big data isn't the problem. It's what we do with the big data is the potential problem. I was talking to somebody about it the other day. I'm not an expert, but I was talking about someone who works in HR, and they can see from the computer screen how often you look away from the screen. Therefore, you can work out how long we can concentrate for. Therefore, you can work out better working patterns for people and when they should have breaks. You could also sack people because they're not looking at the screen, etc., etc. Like I say, big data is not the problem. The problem is what we do with this data, because it can be used for good. As in, like I say, I mean, if you see that people's eyes start to move away from the screen when they're working after approximately 40 minutes, then you can build in the computer lock so that people are forced to have a break. But at the same time, you could also accuse them of not working very hard because they're looking away. You know, like I say, I mean, it depends how it's used.
Yeah. Ooh. Next episode, ooh. Big data.
Yes. This is another episode in the can. And if you'd like to talk more about privacy, come and join us over in our Telegram community.
Have fun with pronunciation practice in our members, and we'll talk about privacy, privacy. We'll help you practice your pronunciation. Our pronunciation lesson for members this month is all about American and British English differences, too.
Woof. Sounds good.
We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye. Hello and welcome back. This is The Language Focus, the part of the podcast where we take a closer look at some of the vocabulary from this week's chat. What you're going to hear is part of a longer conversation, over 10 minutes, that is available to our members. If you'd like to hear the full conversation, head over to englishacrossthepond.com/membership to find out more.
About
And just as an example, and another way you can use this, for example, you, dear listener, dear member, you invite your friend for dinner and they say, yeah, let's pay 50-50, let's go Dutch. And then they say, oh, I think I've forgotten to bring some money. Oh dear. Do you mind? Would you mind paying for everything? And then you go back home and you say to your family, she has got a lot of nerve. And that's the same as the nerve of her, Rebecca. She's got some nerve, that lady. She didn't forget her purse at all.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, my go. I'd just like to reference Weird AF because your members, well, first of all, if you're there with your children, maybe just get them out of the room or just ask them to put their fingers in their ears for a moment. Weird AF is weird as fuck. That's what it stands for, in case you're... And it means very, 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 very strange. You could say as fast AF, but we don't normally use this AF. Do we use it, Jennifer, with anything else?
Oh, my God, I'm tired AF.
Ah, yeah.
God, that person
boring,
is like
maybe.
Drunk AF.
Do you use that, yeah?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
When
okay.
I'm feeling hip.
Yeah, yeah. So it can be used maybe when our emotions are quite strong, but we don't use it. Wasn't we can't say this cake is as delicious as AF.
Yeah.
Because that's a positive thing.
Well, this is delicious AF. I think you can. I would.
Yeah. Well. There
oh God, this song is good AF.
Wow. We wouldn't in the UK, but that's why we're here, Jennifer. That's why we hold hands across the ocean.
Yes.
I'd like to do to give someone the sack. I was sacked, he was sacked by the boss because he was weird AF. This is the boss decides to end your contract, your employment with the company. I would like to dip into the etymology. Back in the old days, we all had a trade. Before computers, you were either a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. And you would have a bag with all of your tools in. And they would give you this bag, this sack, when you lost your job. So if you get the sack, you are given all of your tools so that you can leave the building. Oh my God, I have been sacked. I have been dismissed because I was drunk AF at work. Beautiful.
Yeah. Sacked. Fired. Sacked. Yeah. Canned.
Dismissed.
Let go.
Yeah.
But let go is sometimes like... I was let go, you know, like, and that could be maybe because of issues with the company, but usually sacked is like you're in trouble. You got fired because of something you did.
Wow. Yeah. People who were sacked say, oh, well, unfortunately, the company had to let me go. And it's like, yeah, because you've got a drug problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
The next one I want to do is to come at a cost or come with a price. So this is when something has a negative or an undesired consequence. So, you know, okay, you can take that new job, but it's going to come at a cost or it's going to come with a price, meaning that when you take that job, it's going to have maybe a negative or an undesired consequence. And so what we have to do when we use that expression is we have to kind of think about, do the benefits of something, for example, taking a job, outweigh or are they worth kind of those negative consequences? So we have to kind of weigh the options. Like it comes at a cost. Is that cost worth it? And yeah, I think, you know, we have to do this a lot with a lot of life decisions.
Yeah.
And I would say I use this expression a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, it comes at a cost. So when you have to outweigh the benefits and the consequences of an action.
For example, losing weight, becoming slimmer.